There's a Speedboat by Devlin Wilson.
Someone found a bollock in a trash can near Bargain Boo's. They think it might be one of old Trelawney's, who vanished from his lean-to at Candlemas. Investigations are ongoing at the Travellers' Encampment in Morrison's car park, where a lively trade in body parts went on until the recent outbreak of Handyside's disease. A rare condition that causes the spleen to inflate to the size of a barrage balloon. It was like fucking Hendon Aerodrome down there for a while until the troubleshooters from Porton Down moved in. Over at the Seaview Cafe, Mrs. Kidgrove is in the back kitchen, recalling her one and only visit to the Top of the Pop studio in the mid-70s. I was enjoying the dulcet strains of the Bughouse and Rat Sick brass band, but then that Terry Wogan joined in, and it just became a cacophony of twats, she muses, nostalgically. Inevitably, she's put the wrong filling in the volivants again. At a graffitoed bus shelter on the front, Eric Medhurst, the poet, reads his latest correspondence from a local oncology department. Endoscope. Lymphoma. Incurable. Such intriguing words, but they just don't scan, he thinks to himself. Eric licks his thumb before turning the page, gazing out towards the gull-speckled horizon, a composition in grey. The southerly breeze from the sand dunes freshens, gently rocking the edges of Eric's pudding bowl-style chemotherapy wig. Tonight, he will eschew convention and bed down in the beer garden at the ship, a rough, sleeping Rambo of the untenanted hours. There's a speedboat off Smuggler's Point, circling a squadron of porpoises with exemplary focus. A lone water skier with a shaky grasp of marine identity politics is hurling dolphin-based racial epithets, a primitive form of mammalophobia still extant on this stretch of coast. Undaunted, the glistening naiads plunge on. It takes soft eyes to assay their trajectory. They spirit from wave to wave, ruling the back breaks with the poise of a slightly less awkward troupe of surfing circus elephants. If you can picture that.